Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Ask a Catholic Therapist. And so this week we're going to be talking about a question that Nick sent in. So Nick asked the question, what is positive psychology and what are the basics of it? So that's a great question. Positive psychology is a relatively new movement, new domain within psychology that emerged sort of formally. The advent of it was in 1998. When the founder of Positive Psych, Dr. Martin Seligman, he's a professor of psychology at University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. When he gave his address to the American Psychological Association as its president. And that's when it really sort of burst onto the scene. So Seligman was the founder of Positive Psych, and he spent a long portion of his career focusing on depression research, and in particular something called learned helplessness. And so Seligman was very well acquainted with psychology's fascination with mental illness, negative thinking, and deficit. And so Seligman had this idea that in some ways psychology focused too much on what was wrong with human beings, on mental illness, on disorder, on the negative dimensions of man, and not enough on the positives. He felt that psychology needed to spend some time and turn its focus toward what helps man flourish and what helps cultivate well-being. And so that's what positive psychology is really about. It's the study of human flourishing and well-being. So Seligman wrote a popular book. I think it's worth, you know, if you can get a copy, it's worth sort of maybe glancing at, called Flourish. And it sort of details the history of positive psychology, as well as some of the relevant findings and where it's been used. And so that's the gist of what positive psych is. It's a turn within the field of psychology away from what's wrong with man towards what's potentially right with man. What are man's strengths? What are the things in man's life that help him live well? And so what's interesting about this is I think Seligman rightly recognized that simply the absence of a mental health issue, the absence of a clinical disorder, doesn't necessarily mean you're flourishing. Just not being emotionally dysregulated doesn't mean that you're emotionally flourishing. So it's not enough to just not have these things. The question is, what actually enhances or makes our life better? We don't just want the absence of a mental health problem. And in fact, even more importantly, can we have maybe some sort of mental health issue or unhelpful thinking pattern and still be pursuing those things which are good for us, those things that cultivate a sense of well-being and give life, contribute to a sense of flourishing, even in the midst of suffering? And Seligman thought we could. So what are the basics of positive psych? According to Seligman, positive psych basically has five, his sort of version of positive psych has five principles that it thinks contribute to human well-being, human flourishing. So it's called, the acronym is PERMA, P-E-R-M-A. And in this PERMA model, these five things together contribute to our flourishing, our well-being. So the P stands for positive emotion. That part of what makes life good, part of what helps us do well is to have good feelings, to feel good, to have emotions that are generally in a positive direction. And positive psychology has found exercises and interventions that boost positive emotion. The second is E, engagement. And for positive psych, engagement means being immersed in something, allowing something to sort of enrapture and enthrall you and to get lost in it, to get plugged into it. Sometimes it's called flow, a flow state, but it's to be caught up and immersed in something that fits our capacities and powers and interests and abilities. And so part of what Seligman found makes life worth living is having activities that capture us, capture our attention, capture our hearts, to be engaged, deeply in something. The third is R, PERMA, P-E-R, is relationships. We're social beings, we're social animals. In order to be happy and have a meaningful life, to have a life of well-being, we need relationships. And so the PERMA model recognizes that. The fourth one is meaning. We want a life that has meaning. And for positive psychology, meaning doesn't necessarily mean something supernatural, but they do mean something transcendent, something that transcends us and allows us to be drawn into it or get lost in it. But it's something bigger than us. Again, not necessarily supernatural, but something larger than us, a cause. It could be an organization. It could be a movement of some sort. It's something that's bigger than the individual and allows them to get drawn beyond themselves into this sort of transcendent idea, cause, etc. The last is accomplishments. Seligman and his colleagues thought that accomplishments, actually getting things done, was important for a life of well-being and flourishing. So that's the model. And look, there's some healthy debate within positive psychology, right? There's a number of different researchers in this field, and there's some healthy debate around definitions and terms. And positive psychology is interested in something called values in action, sometimes called virtues, sometimes called character strengths. And they sort of have some relationship to what a Catholic would think of as a virtue, but they're not grounded in a robust vision of the human person. What they did was they sampled, you know, hundreds of countries and found out what they thought sort of virtues or positive character strengths were, and they essentially boiled it down to the most common ones across cultures. And so they have these like 24 or 25 character strengths or values and actions that they frequently talk about. You know, from a Catholic perspective, the way we think about virtues is we think about them as excellence in a power of the soul. So we look to what man is, the type of creature man is, his powers and capacities. And then we say, well, to perfect or to be excellent in that power would be the virtue of, right, magnanimity or temperance or wisdom, right, etc. They don't have it. It's not a grounded theory. It's not philosophically grounded for positive psychology. So there's room for it to, I think, be appropriated and thought through by Catholics. But that's the gist of it. It's about what makes us flourish, what contributes to our well-being, and to focus on that rather than on our deficits and our disorders. And it looks across the PERMA model: positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishments to achieve this. So I want to leave you guys with two positive psychology exercises that have been shown to boost positive mood and reduce negative mood, as well as increase overall sense of well-being. So the first is a gratitude list. And so what they find is that if you do this for 2 weeks, it tends to show you tend to have an increased boost in mood and sense of well-being. So here's what you do. For 2 weeks, I want you to write down three things that you're grateful for. Three things. I recommend doing it in the morning and write down the three things you're grateful for from the day before. So when you wake up in the morning, spend some time and reflect on three things you were grateful for from the day before. I think this sets a tone and a trajectory to your day that can be really helpful. These don't have to be big things. They don't have to be dramatic things. They just have to be genuine things, things you are actually grateful for. Tonight we had some students over, and we got to talk about, they're getting ready to get married, and we got to talk about, you know, marriage and family life. And so I feel grateful that my wife and I are considered, you know, trustworthy people in our community who young people can come to for advice. I feel grateful for that. Today I'm a trustworthy friend. I'm a trustworthy individual. I feel grateful today also for the opportunity I had to speak to missionaries. And I really enjoy having the chance to form and shape and mold some of these missionaries. And so this is what I would do, right? Tomorrow morning, I'd wake up and I'd write my three things. And positive psych says if you do this for 2 weeks, you tend to see an increase in positive mood, a sense of greater sense of well-being. And so I think this is generally because we're shifting ourselves away from focusing on the negative or not deliberately thinking about the positive to actually seeing the positive and seeking out the positive. So you can try that. That's been a well-researched, very well-researched, actually, exercise in positive psychology. The second one is sort of related to this, but it's called savoring. Do you know when you eat a delicious piece of dark chocolate, or you put that first scoop of Talenti ice cream in your mouth, and you just sort of are enraptured by it? You bring all of your presence to that moment, and you just enjoy it. You take the entirety of the flavor in. You sort of delight in it. This is savoring. We do this with food all the time, potentially. We do this with food, but we can also do it with life. We can do it with our day. And we can stop in a moment, no matter how difficult, stressful, or mundane a moment is, we can stop and practice savoring. And this simple little technique, it doesn't have to be long. It can be, you know, 5 to 10 seconds. But when we practice savoring a moment, when we just stop, find something to turn our entire attention to enjoy it, to allow ourselves to be sort of enamored and captured by it, to appreciate it deeply in all of its facets, this actually can boost our mood, increase our sense of well-being. And I think it's for a similar reason that gratitude works, which is we can stop and find that in any moment we can be attentive to goods, things to be appreciated. And so if my young child, right, my 9-month-old is crying and crying and crying, and it's unpleasant, and I want to be eating ice cream with my wife, and I want to be watching Netflix, and he's crying, I can just stop and feel, as I rub his back, just feel his soft skin and just savor the gentle touch of his skin. Just for 5 seconds, just appreciate the softness, the tenderness, the warmth, the smoothness, and just savor that feeling. Or, you know, same situation, I can stop and savor for a single moment the fact that we have this big, beautiful home and, right, the air conditioning's running, and I can feel the coolness of the air on my skin and just savor that cool feeling of air as it blows through this beautiful room and just appreciate that feeling, right, just for 10 seconds. The beauty of these is they help us to see, you know, light in the darkness. They help us to be deliberate in searching out for positives in our day and to stop and deliberately pay attention to them. And so there's two quick exercises. I hope they're helpful. I hope you get to try them. I hope you really see what they're like for you. Try them for 2 weeks. See what it's like. And if you like them, comment. Put what the experience is like in the comment section. I'd really appreciate seeing that. So I hope this helps. I hope that answers your question. And I appreciate y'all following. So if you haven't subscribed yet, like and subscribe, and send those questions to askacatholictherapist@gmail.com. See you guys soon.